Good. I know you've prepared for Indianapolis many times before, but defensively, it sounds like quite a different look than what you might be used to seeing against the Colts.
Yeah, there's no question that we've played them a lot, and some of the players are the same, but there's definitely a difference in terms of the scheme that you're seeing from them this year and the way that they're utilizing some of their players, you know, which is not, you know, it's not new in, you know, in terms of having to face some similar players that are adapting to a new scheme, but they had played such a you know, good scheme for so long, and now it's definitely new and different for us, you know, and locating their front, making sure we've identified, you know, the two outside rushers in particular that now are playing in more of a 3-4 type of a scheme on first and second down. So, yep, different scheme, different challenge. A lot of really good players, a lot of really talented players, and I've had an opportunity to coach against Coach Pagano and Coach Winuski and you know, multiple times, and I think they do a great job. And I would say that's definitely the case this year in Indianapolis.
I was wondering what you saw out of Vishante on Sunday, and like played limited, but just your impression.
Yeah, you know, the way that we kind of ended up heading with the game once it kind of declared, we ended up with a lot more, you know, single tight end groupings, as you mentioned, and so we kind of used, you know, we used two man, Vasante and Danny Fells a little less than what we, you know, could have used them or did in the first game for sure. But, you know, he went in there and handled his role. I don't think we ended up with any balls thrown towards him or at him. But, you know, he was in there, did his job, and, you know, we'll try to build on that this week.
I hate to use the comparison thing, but does he semi have a skill set like to Hernandez, and then maybe he can play outside?
I wouldn't say. I mean, that's not really what he's done, you know, in his career most of the time. You know, there's always a place to put a tight end on the perimeter. You know, if the guy can catch and force people to tackle him. So that's not something that I would say wouldn't do. But I would say he's, you know, I'd say the closer to the formation that he is, that's kind of what he's been used to in his career. And you know, Aaron's a little bit of a hard guy to copycat.
I know you're not going to spend much time preparing for him, obviously, this week, you being an offensive guy, he being the opposing quarterback, but I'd imagine you may have had a chance to either before the draft or in watching tape this year, seen Andrew Luck. Do you have any impressions of him? I mean, certainly he's an impressive guy, and you being an offensive, you know, coach and a guy who's had a lot of success with quarterbacks, young, veteran, et cetera. Any thoughts on him so far?
Yeah, we've had a chance, I think, to have the Indianapolis offense in maybe one or two breakdowns this year, and you know, he certainly has done a nice job of adapting to the pro game, and Coach Arians has done a great job of, you know, putting him in positions to be successful, and I think he deserves a lot of credit because I know that's not an easy thing to do, you know, with a rookie quarterback or as a rookie quarterback, in order to get in there and handle all the different things that you see on a weekly basis in the NFL and be productive and win games. And I think the most important thing is he's really handled some tough, difficult situations, some close games, and played really big in those situations and helped his team to victory. So got a ton of respect for him, got a ton of respect for their whole team, and this will be a great challenge for us this week.
You talk about adapting to the pro game, Josh. I think he's one of like five or six rookies starting games for NFL teams nowadays. What's the cause of that? Are guys coming out of college just better prepared, or are NFL teams sort of tailoring their offenses to what a rookie might be able to bring them? What do you think the reason for so many first-year guys making an impact would be?
Well, I think each each player that comes in, and I know the question is geared towards the quarterback position, and I think it really could probably apply to a lot of different positions, you know, depending on the year. You know, sometimes it may be that you get three or four guys that are, you know, are a little bit more ready as they come in. Other times it may be a situation where, you know, you have a really some kind of a connection. I believe that the kid in Miami played for Coach Sherman at Texas A&M, probably familiar with some of their terminology and things that they're doing. You know, and other times it may be an adaptation thing where a team feels good enough about a player's skill set that they want to adapt and maybe scale back some of the things they're doing because they feel good enough about his ability that they want to put him in there and let him play. So it's probably a function of all those different things. I think each situation on its own is probably unique and different from the others, but it's definitely impressive when you see a young player come into the league, especially at that position, and be productive so early in his career.
John, I know that they've got some injuries in the secondary, and Davis may or may not play this week. On the one hand, it would seem easy to say, okay, they're vulnerable, and you could pick on them. I'm just curious, though, when you're going up against guys who maybe haven't had as much playing time or you don't know as well based off experience, are there challenges in not knowing guys and having to familiarize yourself with them?
I think that's one of the it's certainly one of the challenges we face every week, which is to get to know the personnel that we're going to face on Sunday. And depending on whether it's a division opponent, an out-of-conference opponent, you know, opponent that we don't play necessarily every year, I think there's always guys that you're not necessarily familiar with, and you need to try to do a good job that week of getting your players, you know, caught up to speed and familiar with their strengths and weaknesses. And I'd say that goes on every week. You are right. Innie's played a lot of different players back there at corner in particular. So there is plenty of evidence and plenty of tape on the guys that may or may not play this week. And we'll make sure we study and prepare hard for all of them. I think it's a good group. They're young. And you know, they have a lot of ability and a lot of speed, and they can cover, and they do a good job of those things. And, you know, depending on how long the quarterback has to hold the ball, which in many instances is not that long, they do a really good job of being physical, and the coverage is usually pretty tight.